Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
Well, Ruthie, it's time to start talking about Child Fest, isn't it?
It is.
It won't be long. When's it going to be?
Child Fest is Saturday, April the 21st at Mitchell High School.
And it pretty much takes up the whole place at the high school, doesn't it?
It does take up the whole place. We are outside, we are in the lobby, we are down the hall, and we are in the gym.
And who should be there?
Everybody.
Just that simple.
It's that simple. This is a free event. Of course, we target children ages birth to five, but kids all the way up through 12, 13 years old have a really good time. And if you're older than that and would like to volunteer, we'd love to have you come and do that.
Volunteers are welcome as well. So tell me what all will be going on.
We've got a lot going on this year at Child Fest. We're going to have a teddy bear clinic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have crafts and face paintings. There'll be inflatables outside. The Big Sammy Train will be there providing rides. That was very generously sponsored by Mineral City Transport, LLC, this year. We're really looking forward to that. The Tooth Bus will be there. All kinds of good stuff going on.
Well, and speaking of the Tooth Bus, you've got something new that's kind of a health thing. Tell us about the eye exams and the eyeglasses. That's exciting.
This is really exciting for Child Fest this year. We are doing eye exams.
Now, this is not screenings. This is real live exams, right?
This is exams that are done by an optometrist free of charge. And if your child needs glasses, those are also provided free of charge thanks to a grant from the Esler Foundation. We will have several optometrists at Child Fest doing eye exams, and that will be on a first-come, first-served basis.
So this will be available for children ages?
2 to 18.
2 to 18. So, like, you just come, right?
Just come to Child Fest, and so if they're backed up, they will give you an appointment time to come back to where the exams are being done. There's so much else to do at Child Fest that you can hang out and have a really good time while you're waiting for your vision exam.
So this is really something serious. It's not a screening. It's a real exam. And what happens if they wind up looking at somebody that needs glasses? How will that be handled?
That prescription will be made. Those glasses will be made, and the children will then get those glasses free of charge.
Get the glasses free of charge, too?
Yep.
Oh, my. You're golly. Well, that's cool. And it's because of the foundation.
It is. All of this is free thanks to the Esler Foundation.
Wow. So that's just something to keep in mind and pay attention, and we're quite serious about it, and tell your friends and neighbors.
Absolutely. If you know a child who may have some issues with their vision, please bring them to Child Fest. And if you're not able to be seen that day, then they will make you an appointment to be seen, and that's still free.
Wow. Can't beat that. So that's just one of the many things available. It's lots of fun. Lots of folks get involved in it, and you can always, like you said about the teenagers, you can use a few volunteers if folks want to.
Absolutely.
So, again, Child Fest is going to be when?
April the 21st. That's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Mitchell High School.
It's going to be so much fun, and we want everybody to be there. Now, you were telling me also that April is...
April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. That's a very
serious
subject.
Thing, yeah.
It really is. And so we're hoping to bring awareness to this. If you see blue pinwheel gardens out around the three counties, that's about.
That's what they're about.
That's what they're about. And if you have concerns about a child's welfare, please contact your local Department of Social Services office, or you can contact the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children and our Mitchell Yancey Healthy Families Program. So if you are concerned about a child, please contact someone.
Of course, now you guys got all sorts of other things going on. And if folks need more information, check your website, check your Facebook, or call you.
Absolutely.
So again, the big one, I guess this is really one of the biggest things you do every year, and everything's free, right?
Everything is free. Everything we do is at no charge to the families who come see us. So we would really encourage folks to come out.
And I would say somewhere wandering around something to do with Child Fest, they might have an opportunity to sign up for the Imagination Library.
Absolutely.
That's from birth to
five.
Everybody needs to be signed up for that.
Everybody needs to get Imagination Library. One more thing I forgot to mention. We are going to have a very special guest at Child Fest. Llama in his red pajamas is going to be there.
You're kidding.
Nope. Llama's going to be there. And we are going to have a live llama petting zoo.
A live llama petting zoo.
Yep.
everything but the kitchen sink, and I bet there's one of those on the toothbrush, probably.
Very probably. We could probably find you a kitchen sink somewhere.
It's all over Mitchell High School. It's on the 21st, and folks should really just take advantage of it and have a great time.
Yeah. It is a fun day for all
look
of us.
Look forward to it. Ruthie, thank you, dear, for coming and talking to us, and come back and visit soon. Tell us what's going on with the partnership, okay?
We'll do it. Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest today, Ruthie Stiles of the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. Ruthie, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.